The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm so excited for this year in order to start breaking down what it really takes to be healthy. Like none of the extra stuff, none of the biohacking stuff, none of the special glasses, red lights, you know, all the stuff we do, jacuzzis, saunas, cold plunge. They could be important, but if we just lived simply, honor how our body was truly designed to function, we'd be so much healthier. So I'm going to break down some of this information as far as how to live that way, how to live a better life. So it's a no-brainer. You just live in the form of developing a healthy body, growing a healthy body, maintaining a healthy body, not getting flu A, B, C, D, whatever you want to call it, which everybody has now, but having a body that's functioning exquisitely, perfectly, phenomenally, whatever adjective you want to use, our bodies are working so much better. And I'm going to break it down first in terms of soil depletion, because if we went back 100 years, 120 years, we ate the food that grew within a mile or two of our home. Nothing was shipped from, you know, 800 miles away, 2,000 miles away. It was within a mile or two of our home. It has specific value because the biome we developed in our gut, probiotics we develop in our gut, are the same things grown in the soil around us and the food grows in. So it's so much more processable. And the food also had so much more nutrition because we haven't damaged the soils to such an extent. We damaged our soils so bad with all the fertilizer, or all the pesticides, all this stuff really strips out all the good bacteria in the soil, which helps you to till the soil, helps you to bring all the nutrients in the soil. Plus, we don't rotate crops. We don't do any of the old farming practices that were around for thousands of years. We do it in a more modern way. You know, science, put my air quotes up, you know, science now is the key word. If you're not following science, then I guess you're a dummy. Well, these people haven't been dumb for thousands of years. They figured out exactly how to do it to build healthy, healthy bodies. So I'm going to get into some of the things we're deficient in, how to make a major change to be healthy. So number one, as far as nutritionally, what we're deficient in is magnesium. So I'm going back 50 years. Now you can go back further, but there isn't that many statistics to guide you. But going back to the 70s, and they say we're 50 to 70% deficient. You gotta understand how powerful that is. We need these things in order for our body to work, our gears of metabolism to turn. We need these vitamins and minerals. But magnesium is super low because we have so many refined grains. You're gonna note, I just wanna stop for a second, let you know, you're gonna notice a trend. Everything I talk about has to do with our modern science, once again, air quotes, lifestyle, which is really, when I do the air quotes of science, it really means money for someone else. Someone else made money off doing a certain way, not our health, but farming, modern agriculture, all that stuff has developed certain ways of doing it, which makes tons of money for the people growing it, but really hurts our health. So the magnesium is depleted due to refined grains, soil mineral depletion, and stress-induced urinary loss. We pee a lot of it out. So this is the most widespread modern deficiency is magnesium. And I'm going to tell you everything I'm going to talk about, in case you're listening, you want to try to find it. If you go to Dr. Ashburn, drashburn.com, and click on store, we have all these supplements there. So even if they're not on the page you see, click on a supplement. It'll take you to the website for the supplement company that I love. That's all my supplements that I take. I recommend for my patients is there. And you can click on it and buy any of these supplements I'm talking about off of that website. So vitamin D is next. We're 40 to 60% deficient in vitamin D, and it's worse if you're in northern latitudes, which we are. So basically it has everything to do with indoor living. Sunscreen, because we're told the sun is bad. So sunscreen, when you're obese, it uses more vitamin D, and then air pollution blocking the UVB light from hitting us. It's crazy. Indoor living, it's a modern advancement. Sunscreen, modern advancement. Obesity, it's a modern advancement. Air pollution blocking the UVB light hitting our skin, it's a modern science. Once again, air quotes, development, and every one of those things hurts our ability to get vitamin D in, which is essential. It's a hormone. It isn't a vitamin. It works in our body like a hormone, helps us to be tremendously healthier. And everybody's seriously deficient in vitamin D right now. Our level should be between 70 and 90, and most people are in the teens. So you need to get that level much higher. I don't call this cold and flu season. I call it plummeting vitamin D season in our body. So whatever we stored up over the summer, we've used it all, and our body has no vitamin D now, and we get sick because of it. Next up is omega-3s. So we're 80-90% deficient in omega-3s, which is EPA and DHA fats. And the reason why is loss of wild fish intake. So we don't get as much wild fish. An explosion of omega-6 oils, which the omega-6 oils damage our bodies. And also it strips us of the essential omega-3 oils we need. And then also oxidative degradation. So basically the supplements, everything like that, very few of them are good because it all gets oxidated out of the pills. So, you know, you need to find a real good supplement. Like I said, one on our website is phenomenal. The key with this, right? Once again, loss of wild fish intake. That's stripping the fish from the ocean, right? Farm fish. And then oxidative degradation, it's because we need to take supplements now. We do. It's unfortunate, but we need to take supplements now in order to get it in. Most supplements are made poorly. It's all modern day living. Zinc, 30 to 40% deficiency. So you can see a trend. And this is the first one that we see glyphosate treated crops is lowering the zinc levels. High sugar diets lowering the zinc levels. Once again, just have that theme running in your head. It has to do with modern living, right? Heavy metal competition for the zinc in our bodies, strip the zinc out. Once again, modern life. So all these people claiming they're so much smarter than everybody on the news, if we just went back to the 1850s, if we had plumbing and modern practices as far as sanitation, we'd be a million times healthier than we are right now. Next up is iodine. And I do recommend you taking everything I'm telling you about. So I tell people all the time, you don't want to throw supplements against the wall and see what sticks. But these ones, everybody needs. We're so deficient in them. It's a very good starting point for taking supplements to help your body run better. Iodine is 15 to 30% deficient. And once again, bromide and fluoride displacement. So the bromide and fluoride, which is too abundant in our modern water system, everything, it replaces the iodine. We don't use iodized salt. That's okay, right? The iodized table salt, we never were supposed to have that. We're supposed to do sea salt and then get our iodine from other places, and low seafood intake, which I don't blame people because seafood could be highly toxic. So I'll go down this whole list. The next one is B vitamins. So folate, B12, B1, and B6. And we're anywhere up to 40% functionally deficient as we get older. And it's very important. This is a very important. I'm going to stop here for a second and go over some information everybody needs to know about. I'm going to talk about the MTHFR gene, which 50% of the people in this population do have a positive allele for MTHFR gene abnormality. I'm going to say that again. If you're listening to this show right now, it's likely that you have a positive mutation for the MTHFR gene, which makes it impossible for you to process the B vitamins, which are mostly given to us in our modern society properly. And it leads byproducts called homocysteine in your blood. And homocysteine can mess up everything in your body. Everything, right? Cause high blood pressure, you know, depression, inflammation, it really can mess you up badly. So folic acid is the number one nutrient we get into our body every day. And I'll tell you why. Because folic acid is the thing they spray on crops. When you have a crop that says fortified, pasta, bread, grains, whatever says fortified, that's what they fortify it with is folic acid. So you're eating all this folic acid, which your body cannot process for anybody. It's non-processable, especially if you have a positive MTHFR gene. And basically, you become highly deficient in your B vitamins because you can't process them. So we see this, it damages our guts. And then some of the medications we take strip us of all our B vitamins. Alcohol strips us of all our B vitamins. So something you have to do, write this down, very, very important nutritionally, is you need to take a methylated B12 vitamin or B vitamin in general. If you don't take a methylated B vitamin, then your body will not process it. And you also have to take another supplement. It's called TMG. TMG helps you mop up the homocysteine going through your bloodstream, helps you function much better. Many of the health experts you see online right now are talking about this all the time as a major thing for disease, health crisis, cognitive decline as we get older, is all the extra homocysteine due to poor vitamin B, processing in our body, as well as the fact we have this damaged MTHFR gene. If you want to go to my website, and I'm not trying to push you there to buy anything, buy it wherever you want, but we do have good products, especially this one. It's called Homocysteine, I think, Synergy. So if you go on my website and go to the store and click on any of the supplements. It'll take you to the main website for the supplement company. And then in the search box, type in homocysteine and buy that supplement. Dead serious. Everybody should be taking that supplement. I take it. It'll make your life tremendously better if you can do that. So I'm going to go through a couple more. I'm not going to go in as much detail because the B vitamins are super important, but vitamin C we're deficient in, iron we're deficient in, our gut microbiome is completely changed, has so many different issues where it's not diverse anymore. And I'm going to go into one more thing, and that is our hormones are seriously disrupted. And it's very important. I'm going to get into this. This is super important. And I'm going to give you solutions to how to overcome this as well as the nutritional deficiencies, because the solutions are super valuable, because everybody turns to a pill or something like that. And that can never answer why you arrived at this issue. We have so many issues you develop over time. And then we get to this point where you have all these health problems and we take pills trying to solve it. But the next thing I'm going to talk about is hormonal issues, because right now, it's this testosterone, first of all, for men and women. If you're a woman, listen to this because it's very important for you. It's the biggest drop and most documented thing of all hormonal issues. And really, I'll tell you what changed. The average testosterone in men has dropped 1% per year for decades. And this is a key point. Young men today have levels their grandfathers didn't see until they're in their old age. So that's crazy, right? Young men today have levels their grandfather didn't see until they got much older. So we have lower sex drive, lower ambition, lower muscle mass, higher body fat. All these things are happening due to our hormonal shifts. And then we're trying to diet and fix all this stuff, and it's almost impossible to get better with. So low ambition, ambiguous sexuality, all these things are because your testosterone's too low. And women too, it creates all sorts of disease for women as well. So in depression, testosterone, the biggest antidepressant molecule that's not talked about, because you have higher testosterone, you want to get up and go, you want to do stuff, you want to try to create stuff, explore the world, you know, all the time. Guys and women, if you have a husband on the couch, or men, if you feel low motivation to go to the gym or exercise, get your testosterone checked. That's a problem. It very much may be an issue. And I'm going to tell you, if you have low testosterone, do not do HRT right out the gate. There's better ways to go about it to lift your testosterone up. Many of those nutrients I spoke about, if you get them back up, your testosterone will go up as well. And so you have to chase after it differently, or else you create problems. Next up is melatonin. And I'm going to go over a couple things. Once again, it's all modern living. Same things before, all modern living creating these issues in our body. But our grandparents didn't need to supplement to sleep ever. And everybody I know has a sleep issue. So here's the big reasons why melatonin's super low. We take in too much blue light at night from screens, right? Too much blue light at night. Many people do shift work, which they didn't do back then, working overnight, screens after sunset. And then inflammation and electromagnetic exposure, which is Wi-Fi, cell phone signals, dirty electricity coming from your plugs, all this stuff can really mess up your melatonin. And when you have melatonin messed up, it affects your sleep quality. Your immune system can't repair itself. Your body has a cancer surveillance, which becomes suppressed, and you age much faster. So melatonin isn't just for sleep. It's a master repair hormone. Last one I'm going to talk about is growth hormone. This one is huge and rarely discussed. So it comes from poor deep sleep, constant eating, right? We have no fasting windows, which we used to have all the time. We'd eat dinner earlier, not eat to the next morning. High insulin levels. Everything we eat breaks down so quickly into sugar, blast insulin to our bloodstream, and then we have these high insulin levels and chronic stress. Everything I've spoken about drives me crazy, but every point I made has to do with our modern living. Seriously, it isn't to do with we need better science, we don't need more cures, we don't need any of that stuff. And it isn't because it's genetic. You know, our grandparents didn't have these issues and we have the same genes as them. So a lot of stuff is really happening to mess us up. So I have to get into some solutions. In order to fix these problems, number one, and I'm going to break it down in terms of nutrient deficiency and obesity, because obesity is the number one preventable health risk right now in our country, is obesity. If you can get your weight lower, all of your chronic disease risk decreases significantly and your body can work better. So I'm a big fan. I have a company that teaches people how to lose weight, and it does it very effectively. But I don't care about losing weight. I don't care how thin you look, how attractive you are. That's a nice perk. Don't worry, it's a nice perk. But more importantly than anything else, if you drop the weight, you get much healthier. You become a better version of yourself, right? You're better for your kids, your family, your work environment, whatever you do, you're a better version of yourself. So the number one thing you have to do to lose weight or become healthier is to find out which nutrients your body needs, and you need to be very specific and exact with it. We have technology technology that figures out exactly which nutrients, vitamins, minerals your body needs. And it's different for everybody, but it'll tell you exactly what you need, how much of the stuff you need, so your body can work better, you can feel better, and your immune system can run better. Everything works better. And basically, your body does not want to hold on to weight. It wants to drop it. And once you have enough nutrients in your body wants to drop weight. The gears of your metabolism spin better. And you don't want to continue looking for more calories in order to find those nutrients. Because your body will tell you to eat more. It'll say you need to eat more. It's not even your fault. It'll say you need to eat more in order to find those nutrients to drop the weight. Then we built a whole system around this information, right? We tell you exactly what to eat. You get coached through it. You meet with the coach every 20 days or so. And basically, you know, I did the protocol 2 years ago and I wasn't seriously overweight. I didn't have that much weight to lose. I was 223 pounds, which for my body, it was a little bit of weight. I wanted to be leaner. Don't get me wrong, but I wasn't obese. And I did the protocol in the first 40 days. It blew my mind because I eat healthy all the time. I'm very healthy what I do, but I was nutrient deficient. And once I plugged in the right nutrients and followed an eating protocol, I dropped 33 pounds. Not in 6 months, not 9 months, not a year. That would have been great, right? If I lost the weight during that time, I lost it in 40 days. So I'm not trying to make it sound like, wow, bang, boom, but it works very well. Because your body becomes nutrient supplied, it becomes very happy, very excited, it wants to drop the weight. And then if you feed it properly for that first 40 days or so, your body says, I want to let go of this weight and have my body work better. So if you want to do that, I'm telling you right now, this is the time of year to try to get lean because, you know, April, May is coming before you know it. You're going to be stripping your clothes off. You're going to want to feel better and you want to look better, right? I say that's a perk, but it's a nice perk. If you want to do that, the average woman loses 20 pounds in 40 days. The average male loses 30 pounds in 40 days. It's a 90-day process because we teach you how to eat after the fact, right? You never want your weight to go back. We fix your metabolism so it works very good for you. And we give you the tools to let you go out with your friends and eat poorly every once in a while, but know how to bring it right back to being in great shape. Imagine walking around every day not feeling like your belly's hanging over your pants or worried about how your hips look or any of that stuff, being much more energetic, being able to focus much stronger. All these things are what happen once you follow the protocol. So if you want to do that, I'm going to open up 10 appointments this week because it's early in the year. I normally do 5. We do the whole thing for free if you just give us a call for the first 10 people. So the first 10 people give us a call. We'll do the whole process for free, but you need to give us a call or text us. The number is 845-896-1200. And text us the word LOSS, L-O-S-S, and we'll get back to you and show you how to, you know, what you need to do, set up an appointment. You meet with the person there. We'll do the whole thing for free. It's normally $200. But, you know, text us the word LOSS or call us and say, help me out. I have to lose weight. I've tried everything. My body isn't working well. Plus it's sick. You know, I need to get my body leaner, running better, looking better, and be healthier. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Text us the word LOSS or leave us a message and we'll get back to you Monday morning and set up that time. So along the same lines, right? The same lines of your body not working right because it's not working as it was meant to be. I believe we're all made. We're made incredible. We're made in God's image, meant to function perfectly. And if we're functioning perfectly, then we don't have a need for medication, surgery, or other stuff. Sometimes stuff falls through the cracks. It's almost impossible to live perfectly, but that should be what we're striving to do. And one of the biggest things I've heard recently, and many health experts say this online all the time, is that your body needs no help to be healthy, right? It needs no help to be healthy. It just needs nothing interfering with it. So our body's perfectly made. And if it's running as it should be, it needs no help to be healthy as long as you remove all the interference, keeping it from running right. So we just talked about removing nutritional roadblocks, things that are blocking your body from expressing health the way it needs to be. But even more important than that, I'm going to break it down. There's 5 things I talk about as far as being healthy. I'm going to do this very quickly. But number one is restoring the function to your body. Every cell receives function from your brain through the network of nerves or wires called your spinal cord that branch off. And there's 30 trillion nerves that branch off your spinal cord going to every cell in your body. So if every nerve reaches every cell in your body with zero interference, then your body's going to work perfectly and there's little need for much more. So if you have your nutrition right, you remove the interference, then your body's going to work perfectly. So that's number one. Number two is nutrition. Number three is removing all the toxicity around you in your home, especially this time of year. The windows aren't open. You need to remove the toxicity. Number four is making sure your body moves well. We don't need to work out at a gym, but it needs to move well. You need to push the oxygen and blood further out to your tissues so your body can heal and work better. And number five is all the other stuff, right? Getting good sleep, which we just spoke about, having the proper stress reduction systems, prayer, meditation, whatever it is for you. But basically, you got to get your body working better in those capacities as well. But number one, I'm going to get into is the function. It's a fact. It's a known fact in all the healthcare world that your brain controls every organ and cell in your body. We often say in school, it controls your muscles, which it does, but it controls your bones growing. It controls where you're going to lay new calcium with your bones, depending on how you exercise. If you're a runner, you're going to put more calcium in the front of your shin bones, right? If you're a skater, it's going to be on the side of your shin bones. Every millisecond, your body's working to create better bone pathways. It controls your organs, your digestive processes. So everything in your body, and also if you have low nutrition, your body recognizes that. It tries doing the best it can with what it has because your brain is always trying to communicate, and the best AI systems can't compete with how your brain does it already. So our brains are incredible. They run everything down to the tips of your toes, how you look, how your skin looks, you know, the attractiveness of it, all that stuff is run by your brain. And you have to get all that to your body. It's critical. Your body needs everything your brain's sending to it. And your brain generally sends the right information for your body to run and heal, but it needs to receive that information. So the best thing I tell people is there's a tube, there's a housing that your spinal cord goes through. Your electrical wire, you can see maybe if you look over to it right now, has a tube around it to protect it. But your spinal cord has your spinal canal, the bones, they make up a tube to protect your spinal cord. And your brain has a skull, has a vault wrapped around it to make sure it isn't going to become damaged, because your body prioritizes it to such a high level that any damage happening to it can mess you up. So it puts a vault around your brain and it puts a vault around your spinal cord, except your vault needs to move and be mobile. That's why you have bones with discs in between them to allow them to move properly. So these bones and the tube needs to be in a very specific shape as your body was made and designed to have it in. So if you have that normal shape that these bones should be in, your body will work with zero interference. And when you shift the shape of your spinal canal, could be trauma, could be how you work, could be how you're born. So many things can alter the shape of your spinal canal. It can stretch your spinal cord. It can put pressure directly on the spinal cord. It can cause your discs to break down over time, which puts pressure in the spinal cord or the nerves branching off. And it can create not only pain, pain shows up late in the game, but it creates loss of communication and interference between your brain, your body, and from your body to your brain. That's why you have numbness and tingling and pain, because your brain gets abnormal sensations going to it and it knows how to read them. It knows what's going on. So basically, if you lose that function going down to the tips of your fingers, that is a really good indicator. It's a really good warning light for the fact that those nerves go into your hands. They also run to your heart. So basically, nerves branch off in your lower neck. And if you have pressure on them, the sensation traveling from your fingertips up to your brain gets blocked and your brain recognizes as numbness, tingling, burning, something like that. But those same nerves send signals down and out to organs in your body to run them. And those ones happen to go to your heart, lungs, glands like your thyroid, your immune function up in your upper chest are run by those nerves. If you go in your lower back, right, and you have lower back pain, we've been told that's all you have to do is treat the pain. Take a pill, get surgery, burn the nerve, whatever you have to do. But those nerves are very important. They're the wiring carrying the information from your brain out to your digestive organs, reproductive organs, urinary tract, going to the bathroom, down your legs, neuropathy. Many people walk around with neuropathy in their legs and are seeking answers, right? Need a right pill or whatever. And that isn't it. The issue, there's interference. Remember, you don't need any help to be healthy. Just need to remove the interference. Interference going through those nerves to your body and your body can't run right. Imagine if I took a tourniquet and tied it really tight around your arm. Your arm would start to get numb, right? You wouldn't feel beyond the tourniquet. It wouldn't work right. You eventually couldn't move your hand. You lose blood supply. Eventually, you chop the arm off because it has no health getting to it. Now, if you just undid the tourniquet, all the life will get back to your arm. That's what happens to your nervous system. If there's any pressure on a nerve and it's carrying function out to your body, your organ develops disease. Your doctor puts you on a pill, blames the organ for crimes it did not commit, right? Your organ did nothing wrong. There's something controlling it, which is making it not function right. and it has to pay the price. You have to put all the chemistry in your body trying to fix the organ, but the organ isn't the problem. The nerve system running to it is. So the majority of the time with patients in my office that I see disease in their body and I look at their x-rays, there's very clear evidence. There's science showing that the part of the spine where those nerves branch off of, going to those organs, is damaged. And there's research that showed with animals that if you put pressure on the nerve at the spinal level, the organs at the end of the nerve become damaged and diseased. Remove that pressure, and just like the tourniquet, take the pressure off those nerves and organs work better. It's simple. We learned it in grade school, but we ignore it because we're given more complicated information from the healthcare industry saying you need to go about treating your body differently instead of just removing interference and letting your body heal and run the way it should. So if you want to come in, I'm opening up 10 appointments this week where 10 of you can come in, go through the entire process. We do x-rays, high-tech examinations, go over the entire process, how to get you better and how to make you much healthier. We do high-level care. I work with our Olympic teams and chances are I can get you a lot better if we check you out. So if you want to be one of those 10 appointments, we'll do it for free. Just make sure you give us a call. We'll do it for free and call us at 845-896-1200. Leave a message, say you want to come in, we'll call you back Monday morning, or just text us the word posture. Text us the word posture and we'll get back to you and set you up with that appointment. So if you want to be healthy, you want to remove that interference and let your body work the way it's designed to run and heal. Maybe you have issues. No one ever told you this. And now it makes sense. Just give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. You can text us the word posture or say you just want to come in and be healthier. I love you guys. I hope for the best year, as I said last week, for this year coming up. At the end of 2026, I want you to look back and say my life changed radically for the better, and I'm enjoying it much more. God bless you. I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.